And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Boudelaire's Point for a little more time? Good. Okay. Maybe East 66th Street. Maybe Long Beach. Wherever you are. We're glad you're with us. And it is time on this absolutely gorgeous day, 68 degrees, blue sky, lovely breeze, perfect, right here in the Columbia Pacific region. I hope it's the same wherever you are. None of that 91 degree New York weather. Ugh. Well, it is time for Arts Live and Local. I want to thank Roger for sitting in for me last week. He did a great job. I enjoyed it. And you can too by tuning to our podcasts on coastradio.org and just find Arts Live and Local, and you can hear any one of our shows, including this one, after it's on the air. It's unbelievable. Not really. Those of you who live around here know what's been going on around here. There is so much happening, and I am delighted to be able to bring some of it to you. And I'm going to start out with my first guests, who are with the Water Music Festival Music in the Gardens Tour. And it is tomorrow, and the gardens are going to be packed with gorgeous flowers and colors, and I'll let you them tell you everything else. Also with art and music, and there's probably a little bit of food around too. So let's just have a little bit of one of the groups that will be there, and then I'll introduce my guests. Thanks for being here, folks. Do stay tuned to your Coast Community Radio.
Sometimes I don't say what I mean, leaving you like a bird in the corn. We don't ask, we don't recognize. When the rain pours like a wound, we stayed up all night to watch the lightning storm turn trees into piles of wood. Swing slow, sweet blade, hungry for all you take. No one can say when you'll come and return us to the clay. Daylight comes and the fields are flooded. We watch the farmers from the roof. All their shining brides are hiding in the cloak of the animal groom. Swing slow, sweet blade.
Well, we're listening to music by the Winterlings, who have actually been here to Coast Community Radio, to the studio, and they come in various groupings, actually. They're quite a wonderful combination. This is from 2010 release called The Animal Groom, with beautiful paintings on the CD as well. And they are just one of many folks who are going to be playing here on the peninsula during the Music in the Gardens tour sponsored by the Water Music Festival. Now, is it still called Water Music Festival?
Actually, I think technically they have changed it to Water Music Society, right, but we'll still respond to Water Music Festival.
Okay, I thought so because you have so many other things going on besides the Water Music Festival itself, right, which I think happens in October.
Yes, yes, it does.
Which is a whole other fabulous thing. So my guests are co-chairs, the garden co-chairs. You just heard the voice of Darlene Hauser.
Or actually Nancy Allen.
What did I just say?
I'm Darlene. Yeah, she is Nancy. Yeah, it's okay.
I told you I took a fall. Okay. I knew that. I've only seen you how many times? Nancy's a regular here, actually. Darlene is a later addition. So that was Nancy Allen. And Darlene Hauser is her co-chair, and they're both here with me. And how do you put something like this together with so much going? It's grown and grown and grown. What's going on here, Carol?
We've been so lucky in that we start collecting gardens practically the day the tour ends.
I love
this year.
Gardens.
Yes, and we have people that are in conversation with us for a couple of years until they feel they're really ready to say yes and be on the tour. We've had a wonderful group of local musicians that have been staying with us since the beginning. This is the 11th year of the garden tour. Yes.
Wow, I lost track. That's even greater than I thought. Well, is it more folks involved this year, or is it just my
perception
here?
I think it's correct. When the garden tour first started, we had gardens and some musicians.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up adding musicians in every garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last couple of years, we also have had artists painting, rendering, demonstrating in the gardens. And it's all been well-received and very popular.
Very
so
well-received.
We're continuing it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
So the folks we just heard, the Winterlings, have played before. I think I ran into them last year or the year before.
Yes, this is their third year.
Okay, so it could have been either. I did want to just mention that the piece I played is Bird in the Corn, and I want to send that one out to the birds in my blueberry patch and ask them to stick to making music and stop destroying my blueberry patch. But how did you choose the music? Because these guys don't live here.
No, they do not. I believe the Winterlings contacted us. And as the tour has gotten larger, more advertised in a wider range, we have musicians calling us throughout the year.
Hey, that's nice.
Right. And they have been so well received when they've been in the gardens. And I think they enjoy the day as much as the listeners enjoy listening and watching them. They're a delightful couple.
Yeah.
And I think the peninsula has fallen in love with them.
Oh, yes. Sweet.
Yes.
Now, they play at one garden only, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, so how do you match your garden with your musician and your artists?
Well, sometimes the gardeners may know the musicians and they will request a particular musician or a particular genre of music. And so we like to work with them on that. Otherwise, we kind of take into account the garden size, where we can place the musicians, whether it's one musician or two or three.
Right.
So we try to accommodate their needs as well as the gardeners.
Right. Okay, now let's step back a little. I was just so overwhelmed. I tried to copy down names. I have Noel Thomas, Patricia Fagerland from Forsythia, Susan Spence, doing Beach Basket, And then I was writing down all the musicians as well, and I ran out of space, and I decided I'm going to let you tell this part of it.
Okay.
So give us an overview of how all of this works.
Well, we try and get input from the musicians as to when they will be available. Typically speaking, they're in the garden for like 2 to 3 hours. So again, we try and match the wishes of the musician and make sure that each garden has a musician for at least part of the day.
So the whole tour is 10 a.m.
to 4.
So you stagger people during the day?
Correct.
Visitors can catch a few acts.
And this year, the times and gardens that the musicians will be performing are listed on our Facebook page. So as people pick up their tickets, they can figure out, if they want to see the Winterlings, they can check the Facebook page and find out which garden they're going to be in at what time.
If they have a Facebook
page.
Yes.
Correct. And that's true of the artists also. We're putting on the Facebook page which garden and what times the artists will be in the gardens.
Okay. Tell us about the gardens themselves. And, you know, let's go back even further.
Yes.
Tell us about this mysterious Water Music Society.
Well,
give us a bit of that.
That was started, I think, over 33 years ago. And the garden tour itself has been a fundraiser for the Water Music Society for the last 11 years. And so Jazz and Oysters is also another fundraiser.
And I always have to mention that that was started by two of our programmers, Carlos and Sharon Montoya Welsh, because Carlos was our jazz man, and Sharon was our oyster woman. And so they used to live up there in Oysterville, so they put that together all those years ago.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes.
No, we've been involved from the early days. So what do the gardens look like?
Well, this year we have 7 gardens, and they are from Chinook to Oysterville. The first time ever we've had a garden in Chinook. It is a property that has river frontage overlooking Cape Dee, and a 3-acre property, and the owner is a gardener, a quilter. Some of her quilts are going to be displayed over the balcony of her vintage home that she actually moved up in the property's placement towards the river, some of her quilts. Yeah. And vegetables, perennials, chickens, an orchard.
Oh, wait a second. Live chickens.
Yes, live chickens. Oh, yes, yes.
The garden, right?
Right,
okay.
Right, yes, exactly. Right. And then in Seaview, we have a garden of a well-known landscaper, well-known couple, Steve and Karen Clark, and they also have a vintage home. They've been there about 6 years, been working on the gardens in the front and back. The backyard has been worked on for the last 6 years. The front, just the last, I would say, probably 6 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
And it looks spectacular.
Did they do that because of the...
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
They've
exactly.
wanted to do this for quite some time.
This was the impetus.
This was,
And speaking of that, there are many joys to being on the garden tour. And one of them is that you do get everything ready. At one point, the tyranny of the urgent, and then you stop and you can enjoy it the rest of the summer.
What was that phrase you
just isn't it fun? The tyranny of the urgent.
I'm going to use that.
Yes.
I think I need that in my life, but I can't handle it right now.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
I do too.
Tyranny of the urgent.
I know. Yes.
So, yeah, you know, this is, I love the way things work in circles, like the Fisher Poets Gathering started, and now we have all these Fisher folks writing poetry in order to be part of the festival.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it goes around and around, same with the garden. They're obviously inspired, but they need it a little extra.
Right.
So this does it. So now you have a map.
Yes.
And do people present their ticket at when they get to a home? Is that how it works?
Well, for the last couple of years, we have asked the board members of the Water Music Society if they will be a greeter in a garden.
Perfect.
And they are there not just to check the tickets, but to welcome people, to answer questions mm-hmm. about maybe directions to the next garden, mm-hmm. restrooms, anything that people might need. Mm-hmm. They are Peninsula fluent, and they can help. Nice. Now, our board has gotten a little bit smaller, and so while we didn't have board members for every garden, we have asked some of the previous gardeners if they mm-hmm. would mind
nice.
Coming on.
Stepping
they in. They know the drill. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, and so we've got a couple of them being in the gardens.
Did I hear you reaching out for more board members while you're at it?
Well, we actually, we do need more board members, okay. and yes, I am, definitely.
Okay. So, folks, definitely. And what is the website besides the Facebook page? Is there a website?
Yes, www.watermusicfestival.com mm-hmm. is our website. Tickets can be bought on the website. It's mm-hmm. a brown paper ticket mm-hmm. venue, as well as we also have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. Music in the Gardens Tour mm-hmm. Facebook.
Okay. And can people go to the peninsula and get tickets somewhere there as well?
Absolutely, yes. On the day of the tour, well, right now, tickets are available at the Bay Avenue Gallery in Ocean Park, mm-hmm. at Basket Case Greenhouse on Sandridge Road, and the English Nursery, mm-hmm. which is at the corner of Highways 101 and 103
right.
in Seaview.
That's an easy one if you're coming
right.
from
yes.
here.
Lots of signage, right. too.
One of the things we're doing this year as a first time is using the Long Beach trolley that will...
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Well,
I saw a picture of it. It looks great.
It is a great-looking trolley. It's uh-huh. decorated by Don Nisbet, who has a gallery in Iwako. But we are selling tickets, and I believe we may be sold out.
Oh,
but it's
yeah.
a 30-passenger trolley that will go from garden to garden.
Oh.
One of our board members, Jim, is going to be the conductor on
wow.
the trolley. And he is well-versed in the garden. So as they... travel the peninsula, he will
right.
be sharing what people should look for in which garden.
Oh, man. So. I saw that and I thought, what a way to go. You don't even. But if it is sold out, then maybe folks can sort of caravan behind him if they're
yes,
not sure where
exactly.
all the gardens are. So,
yes.
yeah.
There will be signage out at each mm-hmm. of the gardens saying, turn down this road
mm-hmm.
or
right.
whatever. So hopefully we will be well signed.
Wonderful.
And we also say, follow the pink and red balloons.
Okay.
And they will be put out on the main roads.
Good.
So people
good.
Can look for those.
That does help, I'm sure.
Yes.
Who else have you got there?
Well, let's see. We have a delightful garden called the Pink Poppy Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike and Lynn Dickerson, they are the parents of the Pink Poppy Bakery owner, Madeline Moore. And we hear she'll be providing treats at
mm-hmm.
that garden.
Okay.
And that is a beautiful kind of a country estate, a rolling garden. It seems much larger
mm-hmm.
than an acre. And they've got perennial beds, greenhouses. They're always trying something new. We hear Mike is very eager to show off the wasabi. Greenhouse.
Yes.
He's growing?
Yes.
Oh, my
he is.
Goodness. I've never heard of anyone
yes.
around here doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah. And they have 36 chickens?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Chickens are part
chickens
of this
are,
festival
right.
this
right.
year. Okay. Part of the theme.
Mm-hmm. So that will be a
yeah.
fun garden. You want to allow
yeah.
a lot of time for that.
Right, right.
And our raffle is going to be there as well.
Okay, tell us about the raffle.
Okay.
We won't give prices, but tell
well,
us
right.
what that's
we have four raffle items this year. We started 3 years ago with a gentleman, Dick Rodlin, who makes wooden benches out of fallen trees that he finds on the peninsula, and he takes them and cuts them into benches, and they're lovely for your garden.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the third year he has donated
oh,
his
lovely.
Bench. And then Susan Spence, who does the baskets,
right.
She has
Flotsam.
From Flotsam,
yes,
I like
yes.
That.
And they're beautiful.
I'm
she
sure.
graciously donated one of her baskets for the raffle item. And then we have a Noel Thomas painting.
Mm-hmm.
He was in one of the gardens mm-hmm. last year,
mm-hmm.
and he did a painting. It was actually his brother's garden that he was
mm-hmm.
in, and he
right.
did a painting while he was sitting there, and his brother and sister-in-law have donated that to us for a raffle
wow.
item.
Neat.
And Don Nisbet has donated several items, a wine glass, a painting, a mouse pad, and just a nice collection of his style.
A Nisbet collection.
Yes.
Many of us.
So the raffle table will be in garden number 3 at Mike and Lynn Dickerson's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. And that is going on most of the day, or?
It will go on all day. Probably we will draw winners of the raffle about 3 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. So folks who haven't experienced this, so I had names of 3 artists. Can you name some of the other artists who are involved? Do you have that?
Well, I think there?
Jacob Moore.
Oh, yes.
He is actually the son-in-law of Mike and Lynn Dickerson. Okay. And he does metal jewelry and metal work. So he's going to be, I believe he's going to be working on making his items.
I have seen his work. It's quite wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got a name, Jacob something.
Yes.
That he calls it. Yeah. In the music world, I had the Winterlings, Tom Trudell.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, due to, a family situation, Tom won't be here, but his replacement will be George Coleman.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And Barbara Bate?
Yes.
And Barbara has been one of our local musicians for many years.
Oh,
she has her own keyboard. Keyboard,
will travel.
Exactly.
She's all over the place. She plays for theater and for everything. She's just an absolute delight.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have Terry Robb returning. Terry has been on our garden tour for 3 years now.
Yes.
Well, Terry is making the most of it this weekend. You may or may not know, Terry is playing at Gala tonight. Here in Astoria on Marine Drive at 8 o'clock. And then he's doing a dinner concert. The Peninsula Performing Arts Center is sponsoring it, but it's at the Shelburne tomorrow night at 6. And in between all of this, he's doing your fabulous garden tour, which I think is what brings him here.
He's going to be busy. Absolutely.
Yeah. Good for him.
We're thrilled. Right. Yeah. We're thrilled.
What about Brad and Dave? Are they coming too?
Yes, they are.
Brad Griswold and Dave Quinton, who are also favorites around here. So there is lots to choose from, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yes. And
I wanted to mention, Carol, one more garden we have that has been on our edible tour for several years, but finally we've been able to get her on our regular garden tour, and she has got a beautiful edible food forest. And I think if people visit her garden and see what she's doing and have a chance to talk to her, they will be absolutely fascinated and delighted.
And will they be able to eat from her garden?
I believe she will have something.
Instead of being catered, she'll let nature cater for her.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay, so folks, here is another something special. My guests, Nancy Allen and Darlene Hauser, the co-chairs for the Music in the Gardens tour, which is a fundraiser for the Water Music Festival Society. We'll get all the words in there.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful community gathering that has grown and grown. And we are talking about the Peninsula, the Washington side. They are very generously offering a ticket to you if you call right now, 503-325-0010, and tell Joan or Graham that you're calling for the Music in the Gardens tour ticket. And we all guarantee that you will have a wonderful time. 7 gardens. And you said from Chinook all the way up to Oysterville.
Yes.
And wonderful artists. And the weather is going to be like this, which is, of course, perfect. So give us a call. And if you don't get one of those, or if you prefer to support your local arts organizations anyway, go to their website or their Facebook page, or just show up and get yourself a ticket for this amazing festival. I can't imagine where else you're going to go with this. You've got all the artists, you've got all the musicians, you've got the food and the gardens.
Exactly. And a beautiful sunny day.
And yes. Oh, yeah, that's the one that may be a little out of control. Right.
And so. I would like to just mention also that Water Music Society supports the Ocean Beach School District Music Program.
Good.
So the dollars that we raise go in support of that program on the peninsula.
Wonderful, yeah.
And Carol, the last couple of years, we've given $5,000 to the Ocean Beach School District.
Fantastic.
Yes, so we're very pleased with that.
So this is a closed circuit thing. It's local. Come from wherever you are. Put your money where your mouth is? No, something like that. Put your money where your heart is, yes. I think, which is in the community, in the arts. Thank you so much. Right now, I have some music by Gary Stritsos playing. He is an amazing musician, flute maker, and you said he played for
the background music in the Ken Burns documentaries.
Yeah, no small thing. Gary used to come and visit us on a more regular basis. I'm delighted to hear that he's back. Which garden is he going to be at?
He's going to be in garden number 2.
Okay.
In the morning.
Okay. Gary in the morning. Folks, check it out if you can and enjoy. Thank you so much to my guests, Nancy Allen and Darlene Hauser, and the Water Music Festival, or the .com, or the Water Music Society, and Music in the Gardens tour on Facebook. And join them, and hopefully me too, tomorrow.
Thank you, Carol.
Yes,
thank you for
so
having
much.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, and I'm going to let Gary's music in the background, as I welcome the next guest. Thanks for being here, folks. This is Coast Community Radio. More music from the Water Music Festival. And now I've got some music from my next guest, who will be at the at gala tomorrow evening. Stay tuned.
So hard it makes me feel low, like trying to shut my eyes and see no evil. Everywhere I go's the same, don't know why, I can't explain. I'm alright, I can't complain. Just shut your mouth and play the game. Shut your mouth and play the game. Shut your mouth and play the game. Buying all this time makes me so weary. Through midnight cell phone eyes I see it clearly. You look so good, I love your stuff. Just can't seem to have enough.
Like some folks seem to have it rough, they fall behind and can't catch up. Fall behind and can't catch up. Fall behind and can't catch up. It's almost like we've all been bought or sold. If only life was worth its weight in gold.
Well, you are listening to the music of Micah Wang, who's doing a fantastic production tomorrow evening at Gala, which is on Marine Drive between 10th and 11th in Astoria. And the show is called Zarathustra, Time Traveler. I'm going to read out what I have here, and then I'm going to let Micah explain to you what this is about. A gender queer punk theater sci-fi musical. Okay. Time Traveler from the Earth Year 2552. And I'll let you tell us about that. But first, I want you to tell us about yourself. Are you from the Bay Area now, or do you live in Portland now, but you come from the Bay Area? And welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I am not from the Bay Area. I've been staying in Los Angeles recently, okay. But I was living in Seattle before that.
Okay.
So, you know, it's...
So you know the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good. So you're impressed by the sun, aren't you?
I am beyond impressed. I'm
thrilled, I know.
Yeah.
We all are. So, but you're trained in classical music as well, I read. Is that what's your background in music?
You know, I have a kind of eclectic training. Just everything from classical and flamenco guitar to in college I did a lot of world music, mm-hmm. Afro-Cuban, East Asian mm-hmm. music and stuff like that.
Did you study music specifically in college?
I studied a combination of music, theater, and dance. I had a flexible program.
Nice.
Yeah, I was lucky.
Do you perform? Well, it sounds like your whole performance is a mixture of all of this. Is that
right?
I've never seen it, but I'm excited. I'm hoping to catch it tomorrow.
it is a mixture of music, theater, and dance. You know, for Zarathustra, Zarathustra has a funny story. Actually, it started out kind of as an idle fantasy that I was thinking about as a performance art thing, just because I have a lot of friends who are like kind of on board with the whole gender revolution mm-hmm. scene, you know, and I was coming back from one of my friend's house in Venice Beach and thinking about drag names. And I thought that the funniest drag name that I could think of was Zarathustra. And I kind of started musing, got into this kind of daydream space out of which emerged this scenario where there's this time traveler who comes from a distant and bleak future on a mission to try to help us turn the course of history away from so bleak a future in a kind of Ziggy Stardust kind of way. But Zarathustra is based on the kind of ridiculousness of that concept, of the idea that it would be easy or possible to change the course of events. And that's something that I think has ended up feeling really relevant to the way that it feels to actually live right now when everything is changing mm-hmm. so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really tell how old you are, but you're not very old compared to me, that is. So you're in touch in a different way, and very much so, I would think, being in the world today and feeling the changes.
Feeling the changes. You know, I'm 26. I turned 26 at the end of June. I actually was on the road in Oakland when I turned 26. So I'm, right there, smack in the middle of the millennial bracket, And I think, I think that at least I and a lot of the people who I hang out with, we have a powerful kind of consciousness of change, of instability, and there's a lot of anxiety that's attendant on it, whether it be in the political theater, in the climatic theater, a combination of the two, or in the economic theater,
it's all in there. That doesn't go just for the millennials, let me tell you. War baby, and I'm feeling the same thing.
And I think that it is something that is just like, regardless of what generation you belong to or how long you've been around, how much you've been experiencing, it's something that now, in this time, is something that's really, really there. And what I've ended up kind of wanting to do with Zarathustra is a darkly lighthearted way of kind of getting myself and the people who I play for and with into this space where we use this fiction of the future and the time travel as a way of reminding ourselves to be present in the present. Because, the future will happen, but like in the present, really, to a great extent, the future is a fiction in our minds, because the future we imagine is a fiction, and the present is so where we live, and regardless of what's going to happen, gosh, just look outside,
I want to mention that you've got Greg Skloff coming to play with you, and we know Greg locally. He actually has been a programmer, and he's a wonderful musician. So do you usually do that when you have a show? You bring in someone from, for example, the piece we heard at the beginning. What was that?
The piece that we heard at the beginning was actually part of this single that I recorded, self-produced, that was kind of the jumping off point from which I went for the Zarathustra concept. So that's not a collaborative effort. I like to do collaboration. Greg is special because what he does is so cinematic and dramatic. I was just so, Greg has been in my consciousness for a long time, actually. I met him, I've only been to Astoria once before, and that's when I met him. And I just have been really impressed by the long form, very dramatic, very eerie work that he does. And I was so excited when I asked him and he said that he was willing to do this down, to do this collaboration. And the collaboration is going to be, I do the set, which has talking and singing and stuff like that. And the collaboration is going to be at the very end of the set. And Greg is going to come create a sound landscape. And I am going to, in the character of Zara, narrate a story from Zara's time that has to do with Zara's journey to the time machine, which they used to come back to our time. And I'm very excited to be working with Greg on that.
Nice. Yeah, his music is mesmerizing, actually. So this is all happening tomorrow evening at Gala which is on Marine Drive between 10th Street and 11th Street. And it starts at 8. So tickets at the door. And Michael Wong is my guest. Now, are you staying in the area for a while, or are you on tour at this point, or are you heading back to Southern California? Who know? I don't know why you would do that, but oh, sorry.
Yeah, you know, I have been on the road for about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the last show but one. I'm going to play in LA next weekend.
Oh.
And then I am leaving for Boston. I'm moving to Boston.
Oh, my goodness.
Leaving the West Coast.
Okay.
So, that's going to be a whole different kind of scene.
Yeah.
So, I'm all over the map.
Did you grow up on the West Coast?
Kind of. I grew up, when I was a small child, I grew up in Durango, Colorado, which is out by Four Corners. Mm-hmm. So I have...
That's west.
Yeah, yeah.
Compared to Boston, anything
right,
is
yeah.
West.
Yeah. So.
Okay, well, I will wish you luck, but
Thank
in the meantime,
you.
Check out Zarathustra Time Traveler, and it's... Is it, you have the script, you've created this, and you go, do you do some improvisation during this?
Yeah, you know, there's music that's written. I mean, there's improvised sections of the music, and there is a skeleton of the message. But what I try to do is I try to really like channel this character, channel Zarathustra when I play, and so I'll like get into the mode and the voice and the movement of the character, and then I'll kind of let Zara
take over.
Okay. Yeah.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Zarathustra is my guest, a.k.a. Micah Huang, and you can catch him tomorrow evening at Gala. Do you have any presence on the web that folks could find you by any chance?
I do. I'm on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram.
Under which? Under Micah Huang?
Micah Huang. Music.
So it's MICAHHUANG.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and I also have a website, MicahHuangMusic.com, as well, that has kind of a lot of material.
So people can find you and check you out. Beautiful man. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm so glad you decided to come to Astoria again and do our show before you jump ship and head to Boston, which is a great place to live. But okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. And I wanted to play a piece by Terry Robb. And we were talking about him before. He's at Gala tonight, the very same venue. And then all over the peninsula tomorrow. Thanks for being here, folks. Stay tuned. I've got one more set of guests. Coast Community Radio.
Yes, I wonder, yes, I wonder, yes, I wonder what the moon would say. There's a little brown bottle sitting on the table, all alone and empty, but it's got a nice label. If the bottle could talk, I wonder what the bottle would say. Yes, I wonder, yes, I wonder, yes, I wonder what the bottle would say. You know, I had me a lover and I tried, tried, tried. Finally had to leave her and she cried, cried, cried. If my heart could talk, I wonder what my heart would say. Yes, I wonder, yes, I wonder. We'll be right back.
Well, there's a little white moon sitting in the sky. Don't do nothing but shine, shine, shine. If the moon is off, I wonder what the moon would say. Hey, yes, I wonder, yes, I wonder, yes, I wonder what the moon would say. You know, I had me a lover and I tried, tried, tried. Finally had to leave her and she cried, cried, cried. If my heart would talk, I wonder what my heart would say. Yes, I wonder, yes, I wonder, yes, I wonder what my heart would say. Yes, I wonder, yes, I wonder, yes, I wonder what the bottle would say. Oh, yeah.
Mike. And that is Terry Robb. And again, he's gala tonight and then all over the peninsula tomorrow, including with my first guests and over at the Shelburne in the evening and a concert with the Peninsula Performing Arts Center, but at the Shelburne. I just want to let you know, folks, that tonight we have five theater productions going on. The Coaster is showing Steel Magnolias, and tomorrow night is Clue the Musical, also Wednesday Clue. PAPA, that's Peninsula Association of Performing Artists. She Loves Me, Friday, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2 at Fort Columbia. Rising Tide Productions opens with Doubt, a Parable at the NCRD in Nehalem, 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, three weekends. The Barn with the Tapa folks in Tillamook is playing To Kill a Mockingbird Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2. And the Astor Street Opry Company is Shanghaied in Astoria Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 and then again Thursday. Check it out. And then we'll be talking about the Astoria Armory Skate Park in a minute. The Cove is featuring Dos Gringas. That's Judy and Janet from Double J. That's 5:30 tonight. Adrift has wonderful music all week. Sweet Basil has Maggie and the Cats tonight. And Saturday is Lori Boone and Mike Doolin. Quilt and Fiber Show is 3 to 5 today and tomorrow. Sunday 1 to 4. And it's two weekends at the Hoffman in Manzanita. Tomorrow, we have the Water Music Festival and the Zarathustra we just spoke with. Sou'wester is featuring custom mosaics from 10 to 4. And then at 8, Cat Hawk or Hotch, Portland multi-instrumentalist. And then next Thursday is Jeff Rimes. They have lots going on there. Check out their site, Sou'wester Lodge. The Burke is featuring the Bill Perry Band. And Big O Saloon on Highway 202 has Catch 2, Sand Dune, Discord, Seaside Library. This is Saturday, 1 o'clock, Jerry Sutherland on Calvin Tibbetts. And Sunday, Portland Classic Guitar at St. Catherine's in Nehalem at 4 o'clock. The Hoffman Gardens have the Ferrets. Sunday afternoon live in Raymond, All-American Boys Chorus. Poof is featuring Arlene Lemire, speaking about the Hispanic immigrants, and the Moose Lodge, Randy Weiss and his band in the afternoon with Country Western, and Adams and Costello at the Public Coast Brewery at 7. Tuesday, Public Coast Brewery is featuring TNT. Fort George, the Van Rottens. Is there enough for you to do yet? Monday starts Trails and Kids Art Camp. There's another one in Cannon Beach going on. And Tuesday, Beach Books at noon, Metzner and Pat Nott, or Wednesday at the Voodoo, and the party goes on and on. Right now, the party is what you're going to hear now, hopefully. Yeah.
Okay, folks, what you're hearing, my guests are going to tell you about. And my guests are someone well known to KMUN, Nicholas Stephens, who's been a programmer and been on this program many times, and Alex Trevino, who apparently created some of this music that you're hearing. They're both producing this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, plus next Wednesday and next Sunday as well, but let's stick to this weekend, at the Armory Skate Park on 17th and Duane, starting at 8 p.m. each night. There is going to be a lot of music from a lot of musicians. So,
yes.
Welcome, Nicholas right. and Alex. Hey, glad to have
Hello.
You here.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Alex is watching the screen because we're playing this through a computer, and you know how I am about computers, folks. So,
oh, yeah.
They're doing the work. So,
So
what's
we're
happening?
We're just kind of hitting you up to let everybody in the whole area know about the skate park's July shows, because we've got a whole string of them, and we just kind of have to tell everybody what's happening.
First, just explain. It's the Armory Skate Park.
Yeah. Well,
what,
there's
is
a
it in
skating
that
rink.
Huge area.
There's that big old skating rink upstairs, but what we have downstairs is the skateboard park, and we do a lot of eclectic music shows, lot of rock, and a lot of other kind of stuff. And it's kind of open to a little cast crew of people who volunteer and organize to make stuff happen there. We have a lot of a lot of rock shows and stuff, but we're kind of trying to do a little bit more. Different styles of music now, and kind of change it up a little bit in the summertime. Bring people in. You know, it's sunny, so nobody's really skating the park that much, but we want to have a lot of events that people can come in and check out.
So
yeah.
where are you getting these musicians from? I mean, Alex is one of them, and he's sitting right here.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you from, Alex? Do you live here in Astoria?
I live in Astoria.
Okay, well, that's easy then.
Yeah.
But I've never seen you before, so I'm delighted that you're here. So he was easy, because he lives here. Are they are all the people local?
No. In fact, the show that I want to really focus on right now is the Sunday show, which Alex is going to be playing under the name Nablins. And then we're getting a couple of Portland acts. We got Drekig, we got Kulululu, and Drekig is kind of like a cumbia, a kraut, pop kind of fusion band with some kind of like eclectic Portland sound. Kulululu is kind of a freaky skitter rock band, and then there's a band called Nina Cibulet from Chile, actually, that's like sings all in Spanish and plays some really cool kind of noisy rock music. So that's this Sunday, starting at 8, and it's going to be $5 cover, $3 if you're skating.
So is skating on skates or skateboards or what?
Skateboards. Yeah, no scooters, no bikes, but skateboards. And
okay.
We just kind of open up the ramp to anybody who wants to skateboard while we blast some real loud music at you.
And this is on 17th and...
Exchange. Yeah, right there next to the Bow Picker, if you know where that's at.
Okay. And it's open so people can see it when they go by?
We'll have the garage doors open
garage
and we'll have
open.
Everybody, like, you know... try and bring people in with the music and have four acts, so it should go on till midnight or so.
And you can do that in this town, go till midnight with lots of loud music.
Luckily, okay. The Coast Guard doesn't complain.
They're the nearest and dearest. Okay, so, Nick, you've been producing shows for a long time. I noticed that a couple of these shows are 21 and over.
Oh, you know...
Why is that?
Well, sometimes we want to get, like, a liquor permit, and sometimes it's hard to organize all this stuff. None of these shows are going to have a liquor permit. We're just kind of doing it all ages, like, bring
Great.
Your twin
okay.
sister. And,
oh, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that, because that's one of the things I really have appreciated over the years, that you've done all these all-age shows.
Yeah,
it's
essential.
Now, do you play music as well?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm kind of like working on these shows for now, though. It's kind of get back to that stuff in a little while. But, so the other shows that are happening, like tonight there's a show. There's some touring bands from California playing. Mm. They're kind of like some hardcore emo punk music. They're playing starting at 8. And then tomorrow night, there's two kind of like grimy rock bands playing. So Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday, we got this real cool eclectic show. And then next Sunday,
Well, you have something on next Wednesday, too.
That's actually been moved to the Voodoo, so.
Oh, okay.
It's, you know, we're all volunteers. It's
cool.
Sometimes we just got to, like, make it work.
Yeah. So next Sunday, you're going to have something else going, though?
Yeah, next Sunday is Ihi, Generifus, and Changeable Bulb are playing. And that's that's going to be some cool, like, Northwest.
I love the names of these bands. That alone is a poetry right in the making. Where can people... Is this someplace they can go?
Okay, Armory's got a good Facebook and really active Facebook page, and soon there will be a Tumblr, and a lot more of this info should be out there.
So Armory Skate Park, it's called?
Skate Park.
Okay. Now, Nablins?
Yeah.
Okay. Dare I ask you where you got that name from?
Long story.
Oh. Okay, well, maybe instead tell me about what your music.
A lot of people would call it hip-hop, but it's just experimental, influenced by hip-hop, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you play an instrument as well, or it's mostly vocal?
I use, like, hardware, like a sampler and some effects.
Okay, hardware.
Yeah.
Interesting. Me, I'm thinking of a pot and a pan.
Yeah.
Hardware, but
no,
you're talking like digital.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been making music for a long time?
I don't really know, but for a long time.
Did you grow up here?
Or
you moved here?
I moved here from California when I was in high school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you experienced Astoria.
I've been here for a while, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is incredible that you're pulling all these groups together. Is Astoria getting a reputation for this kind of stuff? So,
as long as people come out to the shows.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because otherwise people don't want to come and play to an empty space.
Yeah. What kind of reputation do the bands want if they come to a show? You know, what do they expect when they come to a show and there's a... You know, people don't come.
So we need to let people know it's all age, and check it out. You can decide when you get there whether this is your kind of music.
Yeah.
But even if you're old like me, you might want to go by and have a listen.
Yeah.
And it's open, so you can have a listen and say, wow, this is so cool. Armory Skate Park, 17th and Exchange, not Dwayne? Or is it Dwayne? I think it's...
It's Dwayne?
It's Dwayne.
Yeah, right. Bowpicker.
Bowpicker, right. 17th and Dwayne. The Exchange entrance is for the big skate park. So,
true that.
So that is tonight and tomorrow night, and then a biggie on Sunday. You can come all three nights. It's 8 p.m. It's cheap and best. And you will definitely see my guest, Nicholas Stephens, and Nablins, a.k.a. Alex Trevino. Anything else folks need to know in 1 minute?
Pay attention. We're going to have some cool new stuff happening at the Armory. Maybe you have some practice spaces available for musicians, and get people some private entrances to the skate the park whenever they want. So
is that where you're focusing these days, is to do shows, is at the Armory Skate Park?
Yeah, that's what's available right now.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So folks can look for you. Okay, it is time for Arts Live and Local to close. Thanks to my guests, Nablins and Nicholas at the Armory Skate Park. I couldn't even begin to name all those bands, but I thought they sounded like poetry altogether. I do want to wish everybody, I don't think it's happy, is not quite the right word, but Bastille Day. Today is Bastille Day. That's when they cut off the heads of those who perhaps were not representing us as we wanted to be represented. That's all I'll say. Thanks for being here, folks. Have a great weekend. Indulge in the arts. And stay tuned to Coast Community Radio. This is Carol, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook.
L'on dise même que je suis un phénomène. La vie est belle dans mon aquarium. Ici c'est mon domaine, c'est moi le roi.